Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 3rd of September, and as ever, 3D's help you prove your business in around 3 minutes. And yes, we're back from the States, and these last 3D Thoughts, American focused, provide some examples of brilliant customer experiences we received while we were there. And again, there are lessons hopefully for everybody. They're actually a blog article I've written with 7 or even 8 examples. Have a look at that, pick them up, but here are just some of them to get you thinking about what this means for you and for your business. And the first one is Lyft. Lyft is a direct competitor to Uber, and we found it somehow friendlier and much easier to use than the business that it's actually currently challenging. And talking to those much friendlier drivers, they seem to prefer Lyft. Many work for both. And it's one of the main reasons, for example, is that the app allows you to give them a tip directly, whereas Uber, it can't. But what was quite interesting was their response to, well, after one particular ride we'd had, and the lady who was driving us was, well, she wasn't brilliant, she was okay. I wasn't particularly brilliant at following her sat-nav instructions. We managed to get to where we were going. I only rated her 3 out of 5, rather than 4 and 5s I'd been giving the other guys. I received a message with an apology and a request for more information as to why I'd scored her so low. I explained it wasn't such a big deal, but I hadn't been as good as previous drivers. My expectations were higher. Another apology came through, and a $10 discount on our next ride. And apparently it's 1 billion turnover businesses coming to London soon, so Uber, better look out. A second example is Holy's Market. This was actually on the Strip in Pittsburgh, a traditional supermarket that sells high-quality meat, particularly fish and seafood, going since 1912. And they have a mission to create happy customers by selling the freshest product at the best prices in a friendly, fun atmosphere. And it certainly was fun. First of all, they did the basic things that got every up there. Free local parking, curbside pickup service, free recipes, incredibly friendly staff, and the feedback forms to actually check how happy you are with them. That was just the start. And some dramatically and demonstrably different approaches, including free seafood school every Saturday to learn how to cook your fish properly. A strange one, a live lobster catch where customers who actually bought a lobster entered into a draw where they got a chance to keep all the lobsters they could catch and hold in just 1 minute. And a talking cow. Now have a look at andyhanselman.com to see what it actually means by that one. A third example is Bag B&B, and the clue's in the name. Bag B&B is like Airbnb, but for your luggage. The international luggage storage network present in over 20 countries. We actually arrived in New York, needed somewhere to store our luggage for the day, and found their website. Simply signed up, looked for the nearest convenient drop-off point on the website, booked it, paid our $6, and we're sorted. We dropped the bags off in an Italian cafe just off 42nd Street, and we were free to travel around New York for the rest of the day until we picked them up before flying home from JFK. And again, a very simple example of a seamless, simple customer offer that actually does the job. And the last one, this is one when I went in but had a look at. The Heart Attack Grill is a bizarrely hospital-themed restaurant in downtown Las Vegas that offers an unhealthy diet of incredibly large hamburgers. Incredibly large, in fact, that they were very proud to pronounce their dramatic difference. The Guinness World Record most calorific burger, which has a calorific content of 9,983 calories. You can see what it looks like. See the examples on 3D on the andyhanselman.com. I'm not saying that was aimed at everybody. Maybe somebody's had a triple heart bypass, but not one of their target customers. But maybe, again, great example of somebody breaking the rules. So think about this in your business. How easy are you to buy from? How easy are you to deal with? More importantly, how easy are you to actually create outstanding customer experiences? Have a look at the website, download the tool to help you do it better, and we'll see you soon. Bye.